Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly, this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Courtney Harmley, Logistics Specialist at Logistics Plus, and Molly Shulis, Project Manager at Logistics Plus. Courtney and Molly, thanks for joining us. Could you introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your areas of responsibility for Logistics Plus, or LP, as you often refer to yourselves?
Yeah, my name is Courtney Harmley, and as you said, we work for LP, and my area of responsibility, along with my colleague Molly, is we're dedicated to one of a very large FF&E customer.
My name is Molly Shulis, and I also work for Logistics Plus, along with Courtney here, and I'm also leading the domestic side of the FF&E customer as well.
How long have you guys been with the company?
January was 2 years for me, so just over 2 years.
And this January will be 2 years for me, so a little over a year so far.
How is it that you came to work for Logistics Plus?
Actually, I worked downstairs. There's a brewery located in the first level of our building, and all through college and for a couple years thereafter, I worked downstairs. And so all the folks from LP would come down and have lunch pretty consistently. So I got to know everybody, and they just ended up recruiting me. So I didn't have to go far to come upstairs. So for the last, like I said, over 2 years, I've been up here. Everything's been great, and I came on dedicated to this client and have been there ever since.
What about you, Molly?
Yeah, so I actually used to work for a retail store, Starbucks, for 9 years before I came on. And I knew a guy, Andy Seidler, who used to be an install coordinator for this client as well. And I was just kind of looking for something new and challenging myself in my career, and came on to LP a year and a half ago and started going on the WeWork installs out of town, and then came back to the office in January of this year and started working downstairs with Courtney.
What does a typical day of work look like for you?
Busy. So, I mean, we get in the morning, typical 8 o'clock, and it's just email-based for the whole rest of the day. Email and on the phone, constant communication. Whereas Molly mentioned earlier, she's on the domestic side of things. I'm dedicated to the international aspect. So when I get into the office, since we deal with parties from all overseas countries, when I walk in the door, I probably have about 500 plus emails that I received overnight. So my day is already in full swing when I walk into the office. So I have a full day's workload on right when I walk in the door, and it's nonstop all the way until we leave. So keeps it exciting and makes the day go by fast.
Molly, is there anything you would like to add to that?
No, I mean, it is. There's never a second where you're bored. We do all of the clients' warehousing and their supply chain and expediting and everything from start to finish for them. So it's a lot of following up and making sure that their materials get from point A to point B and making sure they have successful installs. So it keeps us really busy.
What is the difference between 4PL and 3PL?
So the 4PL and a 3PL can be confusing, but the 3PL, you are the freight forwarder. So that's for this client, we were the 3PL, whereas now we're acting as a 4PL for this client. So another company is doing a portion of their logistics part of it. So there's another party that is involved with us that is forwarding some of the logistics domestically. Not all of it, our hands are still tied in quite a bit, but there's just another party involved is what makes the 4PL and the 3PL different.
So your positions really were created to satisfy this large client LP got a couple years ago. Does this take up all of your time?
Yes, we're 100% dedicated to this account and this client. So all of our time, everything we do is spent completely dedicated to their supply chain and warehouse management, project management, everything we do.
Yeah, so this client will start ordering things out for this. It's a shared office space company, and they'll start ordering things, you know, from all over the world. And Courtney gets those items here from whatever country to the United States for these installs, or vice versa to other Jakarta or Manila or wherever it may be for these installs. And then we do all of the warehousing, supply chain, the expediting, like Courtney said, the project management of actually having a specific person go there and make sure things run smoothly while on site for opening day, so that the members are ready to move in when needed. So it takes up every second of every one of our days.
You oversee project management to one of LP's largest 4PL customers. You control their project management, supply chain, expediting, warehousing, and transportation. Can you walk us through each of these facets and the importance of each?
Molly can speak to this actually really well, because she was actually an on-site project manager, so she would actually go to site and help administrate these openings.
Yeah, so usually what happens is Courtney's team and the team here in Erie, they start working on these projects long before I would go to the site and actually execute the opening. So they kind of do the nitty-gritty details of getting the items to the site, and then I will go there 2 to 3 weeks before it opens and work with the construction team and the client and the warehouse that we hired, the ISP, which is the installer service provider, to verify that these materials, you know, ship from our hub warehouses to their warehouses, and then these items actually made it to the site and it got installed correctly. And there's a huge factor, or a ton of different parties that come into play there, with the construction team and IT team and the ISP, that you have to kind of work with while you're on site to make sure things go smoothly.
Are there any other aspects to that?
Yeah, there are. Then you're working hand in hand with the team here, with Courtney's team and the domestic team downstairs, and following up with materials and the status with vendors, expediting the transportation side of things. So your hands are really in quite a bit. You're still on site making sure everything is getting executed properly, but then you're also coming back to the team back here in Erie and getting a status update and still talking with the vendors. And you're still very, very involved with the whole process from start to finish, but you're just the one that is actually there executing and making sure it gets done properly.
Could you guys tell us about the supply chain side?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, as we said, our client opens co-working office spaces all over the globe. They're in over 25 countries right now that they have a presence. So where it all really begins for us is right from the interaction with their suppliers. So our client will purchase their material and inventory directly from vendors all over the world. They'll purchase anything from furniture to IT equipment to things all the way as small as mouthwash dispensers and pretty much any given item that you would need to open these offices. And then we get brought into the conversation and we start interacting with their vendors. And we start to coordinate the ready dates of their materials, which is where expediting comes into play, which Molly will discuss a little bit further. But we start tracking all of their product, when they're going to be ready for pickup from their suppliers. Once we get the confirmed ready dates for their material, we'll start orchestrating the actual pickup of the material. And that's when, you know, the logistics side of it comes in and freight forwarding. And we, again, arrange their transportation from international suppliers all over the world, as well as domestic orders, intra-US, intra-Europe, anything of that realm. So we'll arrange the pickup from the supplier, the transportation to its final destination country, and then also once it gets into the country, we handle all of their customs clearance and the full import process into any and all countries across the world. And then we get it also arrange the delivery from the port or airport to our LP managed warehouses, and then we'll oversee the entire warehousing process for them, and then we arrange the transportation from their warehouse, all of our hub warehouses, to the local installer facilities, which, again, Molly mentioned earlier, we call them ISPs. So once we get it to the ISP, and then we work with the teams, the ISP teams, to make sure that it gets to site and set up in the building. So there's a whole flow that we kind of oversee and manage and make sure runs smoothly.
Molly, can you address the expediting you do?
So once Courtney starts tracking, or Courtney and her team start tracking the international shipments, and there's some domestic purchases also that the client makes, but the expediter then comes in and starts coordinating the shipments and tracking those shipments for the client. And then the client gets visibility and works very closely with the expediter on when those items will be arriving, whether it's to the hub warehouse or direct to that site or to the ISP warehouse. And we follow each and every one of those shipments from the time it was purchased to the time it is indeed received on site. And then we have a really nice internal system that we track all of inventory in and out of the hub warehouses and our ISP warehouses, as well, that our client has visibility to a inventory system that we use here as well. So they can have visibility to when things left the warehouse, when it arrives at a certain place, and can follow that stuff and can follow the inventory as well.
What do you mean specifically by following their inventory?
So they can see, so say if I was to order one table, they can see exactly when that left, say it left Jakarta. They can see when that got to the port, when it cleared from the port, when it went through the customs process, when it hit our warehouse, when it left our warehouse, and where it went as well. So if it went right to the site or right to the hub or right to the ISP warehouse, they can track that from start to finish. And then our expediter does track that as well, which we work has visibility in, but they just make it a little bit easier and kind of consolidate the information into a spreadsheet for each of the client sites.
So your team really plays a big role in terms of making sure the client can follow the entire process, right?
Yeah, so the second we get looped in with the suppliers, they issue their purchase order. And so when the purchase order is cut, we immediately have visibility to all their SKUs, quantities, everything that has been ordered. And we'll, at that moment in time, input it into our system, our warehouse management system, inventory tracker, and it'll show as pending receipt. And so up until we arrange pickup of that merchandise, it'll just show pending to ship. And then once we actually arrange the pickup and then get, you know, a departure date and arrival date, then that gets uploaded to the system. So then you start to put a timeline on these things so they can start tracking, okay, this is when it's gonna ship, this is when it's gonna arrive to port, or if it's a domestic order, it'll show the delivery date to final destination. And they can track that until it arrives. And once it arrives, we'll update, like Molly said, you know, on customs clearance, on expected arrival to the warehouse date. And then once it arrives to the hub warehouses, they can see when it's actually, we have milestones, so they can see when it actually arrived, when it actually was finalized into the system, as, you know, cross-checked against inventory and what was supposed to be received, make sure we got everything properly as was anticipated, and then it gets put into storage. And then our client actually, we have a customer-based portal for our software, and they actually go in and place their orders for their materials for all of their project openings directly out of our customer-based portal. So they'll go in, they can check and see all the inventory that's available in the warehouse for them to use for their project sites, and they'll go in and place orders out of our system, selecting all their SKUs, quantities, and which project they need it to go to. And they can choose a need-by date for that material to deliver on site by, and then that gives us our work instruction on what to ship out of the hub warehouses, when to ship it, and where its final destination is going to be.
Logistics Plus really made sure that this particular client is really well serviced, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've invested quite a lot into. We have developed multiple reporting software for them. We give them anything and everything that they request and need, and so they have all the visibility that they can imagine. And
Jimberlin is a say yes kind of guy, so he's always said yes, we can do that, and we've always been able to figure it out and do it for the customer. So yeah, we've developed a really unique way with this client, so it's been interesting.
Are there any other aspects we haven't touched on yet?
Yeah, so another aspect that I don't think we touched on yet is our client's timeline. So really, all of these projects, we've been talking about their openings and setting up for these buildings. What really is the kicker here is that every single project has a specific opening date. So say they're going to open a project in New York, or anywhere over the world. They generally like to open their buildings, 80% of them, give or take, on the first of every month. And that's a hard opening. Openings don't just get pushed back, you know, at the last minute because maybe the construction is delayed or they're...
Yeah, they might have, like, say they're renting to Facebook or Google or Amazon, these huge clients. There's 1,500 people or however many people are moving in, you know, on the third of the month, and they need to open on that date. So their timelines, like Courtney was saying, are very,
very hard.
Strict, yeah.
Yeah.
As a client's timeline becomes that much more tight, I would imagine your attention to detail becomes greater, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, so whereas I do the international side of things, we have to have eyes on their product months in advance, because if you're shipping from, you know, if you're shipping from China to New York, you have, if you want to put your product on the water and ship it, you're 30 days sailing, strictly sailing to get from China port to New York port. And then you need to also take in consideration, you know, customs clearance time, delivery time to the hub warehouses, then cross-docking it to the ISP, and also ultimately getting it to site as well. So there's additional time needed for that, and then also at the origin for arranging the pickup, getting it delivered to the airport or port prior to it departing. So really, you might be 45 days or a little bit longer, just in some of these scenarios. So we really start tracking months in advance. And then as we get closer, then we're starting, sometimes their material isn't ready to pick up from their suppliers. So as you get closer, if it's less than your 45 day marker before these buildings open, then we have to start thinking about our expediting situations. So we come into quite a bit of scenarios where, regardless of the reason, but maybe the supplier didn't release the goods in time, or it was a late order placed, or whatever happened, then we have to start looking at air freighting options and anything that's necessary to get this material to make it to the building before the opening date. So that's definitely factored in all the time and considered.
There's some challenges that come with the client as well for the timelines. They might get a request that, you know, a customer wants to move into a different office space, say in a different part of New York City within 2 weeks. And then we have to, you know, adjust and contact our warehouse and have the client place the orders and make sure that we get all of those goods there in time. So there's a lot of last minute requests from the client as well that make the timelines challenging, but we always can make it happen.
Yeah, and then also in addition to that, so which kind of marries with, so if with expediting, if we don't want to take, if sometimes the client doesn't want to spend the additional cost to air freight their material, as we get closer and closer to these opening dates, like you said, you know, we start to get more critical and detail-oriented and meticulously watching every single item, then sometimes if they don't want to spend the additional cost to air freight their material, then we start having to work with them on a whole nother level and finding either respec items for those missing material. And we're suggesting things that are available in bulk inventory in our warehouse that they could use instead, or maybe they're getting something, buying something from a local vendor that they can get within a couple of days that's already in stock. And Molly's team helps on the domestic side of things, working with their project manager and their design leads and supply chain to make those decisions and make sure that every building is properly furnished.
Do you have any closing thoughts on that topic before we move on?
No, yeah, we just work hand in hand with their procurement teams and, like Whitney said, their project management teams on every single item that is going in that building. And if an item cannot get there for whatever reason, whether that's they don't choose to air freight that from another country in order to make their opening time, or there's various things that can happen, but we work very closely with their team daily to make sure that they have enough items there that are needed for the opening.
What sort of challenges does your client face, and how does Logistics Plus help with that?
So, I mean, speaking of challenges, I would say their timeline is one of those challenges. We just discussed that pretty thoroughly, but their timeline's definitely one of the challenges. Again, that links to all of could turn into expediting situations, or, you know, meeting those need by dates, product respeccing product. But also, I think one of the challenges for them is they're really extremely focused on their global expansion. So in the last 2 years that I've been here, each year they've doubled their occupancy levels per year by the end of the year. So say they were in 20 cities, you know, they're in 40 last year and now they're in 80. Well, this year it's well over 100 cities that they have buildings in, and they're the largest private office company in London, in New York, in Washington, D.C. So they're really, and like I mentioned earlier, they have a presence in over 25 countries globally right now and growing all the time. So it really works well with LP that we have a large global network that we provide to them. So we help them expand into all these countries. We build teams all over the world for them, open warehouses, third-party warehouses, and customs teams, and set them up as importers in all of these countries.
Hire the ISPs for them.
Yep, hire the ISP and the warehousing partner, and then do all their project management locally in all of these countries. We expand our team and into all these new regions that they're working themselves into as well, and provide a real global network for them, which is great for both companies.
Courtney and Molly, thanks again for your time. One last question. What makes Logistics Plus a great place to work?
Jim's great. So he has a different, tactic than anybody that I've ever worked for. So he says yes to anything and everything, which makes it insanely challenging for us here. There's never, you know, a time where you're not learning and doing something new. There's new things that are thrown at you daily that you have to take on and figure it out as you go. But it's a very rewarding feeling, and you always feel appreciated here, which is very, very nice. You're comfortable, appreciated. It really is a good place to work.
Yeah, the environment, the people that we work with and we're around, and it's not your typical. I mean, we're all in office job, but it's not your typical. When I came to work here, it definitely wasn't what I expected. It's not your typical office atmosphere. It's not your what we do and the client we work with is definitely not traditional by any means. So LP makes every day exciting and different, and there's so much to learn, and you're learning new things every single day, and nothing that you would ever expect or anticipate, or really for me think that I would need to know these kinds of things in my life. And it's just a completely out of any sort of realm.
Both came from kind of, like, I came from Starbucks, the retail management, and she came from downstairs at the brewery, so never in a million years that I think I would be working for a logistics company.
But yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah, and it's very casual environment, so, and that's really nice. You know, nobody's micromanaging you all the time. It's an atmosphere that you push yourself and it's self-motivating, and, you know, you come to work every day. It's pretty lenient. Come to work, get your job done, and come and go as you need to a little bit, but, you know, everybody has, like, a lot of freedom, and so it's really nice, really casual.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at noon. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.